I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love Secrets of Adulthood, when a big idea can be summarized in a phrase or sentence. Because of something called the fluency heuristic, it turns out that if it's easier to say or think something, it seems more valuable. And that affects the secrets of adulthood. For instance, an idea that's expressed in a rhyming phrase seems more convincing than the same idea paraphrased in a non-rhyming phrase. So, you get what you get and you don't get upset is much more convincing than take what's given to you without a fuss. And anytime something is expressed in a particularly succinct and powerful way, it has more power in our minds. And I recently encountered an example of this. My daughter Eleanor often gives me a sort of student review of her teachers and their teaching styles. She does this without whining or complaining, but making constructive observations about what she thinks is and isn't working. In fact, I've often suggested to her over the years that she write a kind of student's guide to teaching more effectively, because her observations seem so helpful to me. She shows absolutely no interest in doing this. But anyway, she's been making these observations ever since she was very young. And I remember that when she was really young, she told me how it bothered her about one of her teachers that that teacher has favorites. When she told me that, my response was something that perhaps was not admirable, but I think understandable in a parent. I said, "Well, how does the teacher feel about you?" And she said, "I'm one of her favorites. But still, that makes me like her less. Because maybe I'm a favorite now, but the fact that I'm a favorite now means that I could not be a favorite." At the time, I remember being impressed that such a young child could understand this fact about the way the world works. As it happens, just recently, my father was telling me a story about something involving a judge and the legal equivalent of a teacher having favorites. I don't remember whether the judge in his story showed favoritism or didn't show favoritism, but my father summed up the same problem that Eleanor had pointed out. He said, "Well, you know the old saying about judges. If he'll do it for you, he'll do it to you." That's the power of the fluency heuristic. A few words sum up a big idea about the fickle nature of favoritism and why it bothers us even when it's working in our favor. Whether it's a teacher or a judge or a boss or whoever it might be, if they'll do it for you, they'll do it to you. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.